Gettysburg Seminary presents the Seminary Explores podcast. Conversations on faith, art, people, politics, theology, life, and more. With voices from around the corner and around the globe. Welcome to the Seminary Explores. I'm Katie Giebenhain with Seminary Ridge Review. My guest is writer Nancy Cook, an artist in residence at the Gettysburg National Military Park. Her MFA is from American University. Nancy, welcome to the Seminary Explores.
Thank you for having me.
So you're a poet, a teacher, and a fiction writer, and your current project in Gettysburg involves fiction and research. Is that correct?
Yes, with a little poetry thrown in.
Oh, great. Okay.
So, yeah.
And how would you describe the time that you've spent so far since you've been here? Because you're in the middle of your residency, right?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it is hard to describe. I think without gushing, I've had a great experience. I think you can't come to Gettysburg, and particularly the National Park, without almost immediately feeling like you have immersed yourself in a place that has meaning and memory. I've tried to take advantage of it every single mm-hmm. day. I wander a lot, sit a lot, just look and listen a lot, and then try to fit in a little bit of, talking and research in between. Mm-hmm. So, and writing, of mm-hmm. course, writing. And I've taken up a little bit of visual art, too, which I am absolutely incompetent at, but I thought that's a new way to kind of get into material. So that's what, yeah. So
great.
It's been fabulous, fabulous.
Very good. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your project, or at least the sort of beginnings of what you're starting
okay.
here?
Well, I think I was particularly interested in this residency because of its relevance for today. Mm. So I'm trying to create some connections. So I'm starting with a 20-year-old narrator who's from Gettysburg mm-hmm. and is home because she has dropped out of college, mm-hmm. journalism school, and she ends up interacting with a lot of spirits from the past or ghosts. I don't know how you want to describe them. Mm-hmm. So I have five primary characters that she interacts with, all of whom end up doing their own form of expression, writing. Some of them are poets, some of them are simply writing letters, different forms. So there's a lot of interaction between cultures and mm-hmm. between times, historical times, and so that's what I'm exploring.
It's excellent.
It's fabulous.
And so have you been in the museum and the archives at the park? And also, I think you've done some stuff at the Historical Society,
I have,
too, right?
Yes, okay. I've been over at the Historical Society. I had almost half a day at the archives at the National Park. Had a couple of hours with a professional tour guide. Mm-hmm. I've met a few poets, and I've dropped in on various places, the congressional office, and I don't know, a few other places, just to get a feel for where I am now, mm-hmm. and as well as obviously wandering the battlefields.
So you're also a retired law professor,
correct?
Okay, and could you say something about how your time spent with legal language in an intense way, because you've taught, you've worked, you've studied. How do you think that has influenced your creative writing, or vice versa? This might seem like kind of an odd question, but
it's
I'm fascinated
not odd
by
at all. It's, I'm trying to think if I can answer it in a succinct way. So, the first thing I would say is that my entire adult life, I have tried to integrate these things. Mm. My mm-hmm. Law, I would call it social justice part, mm-hmm. and teaching and writing. So my background has included things like teaching creative writing in prisons and teaching law and literature in mm-hmm. the law schools and, you know, and lots of different places in between that. In terms of this craft, I think I started my life as an appellate lawyer writing mm-hmm. briefs, legal briefs, in the Maryland Public Defender's Office. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the people think that there's this, you know, that you, there's this kind of creative prose and then there's this more business-like prose. But the legal writing teaches you to be concise, to be mm-hmm. precise, to be careful about word choices, to organize, and you learn to organize fast. mm-hmm. All of those things are really important to writing. Mm-hmm. And I think the other way it works is that when you are immersed in literature, you know the importance of story. Mm-hmm. You know the importance of narrative. You know what character matters, those sort of intangible things, and that carries over into legal work. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's really great to hear this, an interdisciplinary spin on it, because I do think we often tend to categorize a lot of things. And when it comes to writing or types of
yes.
writing. And when you were talking about the importance of being concise and bringing things together quickly, I immediately thought about sermon writing and how
of course.
That is desperately important, right? And also poetry.
And you have to do it so fast,
yes.
say, under deadline.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah. I mean, these things are, they have more in common than we often
yes,
realize.
Absolutely.
And that also, it's a lot more work to be concise than
oh.
it is to ramble on.
Yes,
right?
yes. You speak like a poet, not a novelist.
but it's yeah. I love yeah. to hear that and how it influences in both directions.
Yes,
and also I think it's interesting then as a teacher, when you're, regardless of the group that you're talking to, because you've had some very different experiences
yes.
as far as the groups that you've been teaching or doing workshops
yes.
with, right? Is there anything else that you'd like to say about it from the teaching perspective in addition to the writing perspective?
Well, I think another one of our dichotomies is between substance and process.
Mm.
I think I'm very much a process-oriented person,
mm-hmm.
and the kind of process that you use in writing or in law practice, whatever kind of law practice you do, in community work, which is really the basis of my legal practice,
mm-hmm.
There are carryovers. I mean, you're always concerned with building community, you're always concerned with communication, you're always concerned with values choices, and
mm-hmm.
so that I think that I tend toward that way, and because I think most, by the time you get to my classes, regardless of whether
mm-hmm.
you're an inmate or an undergraduate student or a law professor, I think no matter what, by the time you're an adult, you know
mm.
how you're going to find your content, whether it's
mm-hmm.
actual, real content or fake news. but
uh-huh.
But I think it's about process for me.
Mm-hmm. Have you found anything to be particularly surprising, or I'm sure you've made a lot of discoveries and observations since you've been here, but is there anything in particular, maybe, since you've been on the battlefield or in town that you...
I think the thing that I've been most curious about and maybe frustrated in finding more about is actually race and the importance of
mm-hmm.
the African-American community then and now.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little... I won't say I was surprised, but I noted when I learned that there are not that many African American tourists here anymore,
mm-hmm.
unlike
mm-hmm.
at the very beginning of the 20th century, say, when there was a lot more
right.
focus on the importance of the Emancipation Proclamation
mm-hmm.
And the Gettysburg Address. So I don't know how far to go into it, but that's mm-hmm. I think that that's the area that mm-hmm. I'm still struggling to get a better handle on.
That's also something that the Seminary Ridge Museum is trying to address, and so
that's great. That's good to know.
I will take you there.
Oh, good! Thank you.
So that is because that is something that across the board has not been addressed enough. So I think it's very interesting to hear that you picked up on that.
Well, yeah. It's going to broaden also because, of course, we're a land of immigrants, and our immigrant populations are changing. And how do we make what was relevant to a far more homogenous nation, which wasn't actually that homogenous, but appeared to be homogenous. Mm-hmm. How do we make that relevant to what we're experiencing today? So, that's a big challenge for the seminary, I'm sure.
It's a huge challenge, yeah. And also, we're in a pretty conservative part of Pennsylvania. The state is fascinating. Well, like a lot of states that you've got some, for lack of a better term, very blue and very red areas and mixed. And it's been an interesting challenge, I think, for a lot of our graduates who are preaching in parishes that are, people voted in all different ways across the spectrum. And this idea of, how do you, you spoke about community, how important that is. Mm-hmm. So how do you talk about community and justice across from a group of people that is all across the spectrum?
Right.
And so it's very interesting, but it's just desperately important.
Yes, I totally agree. I actually realized that I've lived in many places, and I realized that since I left Ohio, where I grew up, I have never lived in a place that wasn't blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived all over the country, but I somehow end up in these, in the Midwest. I live in the Twin Cities. And when I lived in the Southwest, I lived in New Mexico. And, so we need to learn how to talk to each other, I guess.
Yeah.
We're not doing a very good job of it.
So, and did you want to say anything else about your project as far as the length or any other details, or do you want to just see how that unfolds?
Yeah, I actually don't know.
Okay.
I think I'm just channeling the voices right at the moment.
Great.
I feel like I can't say, it doesn't look like it's not going to be short stories, but if it's novel-ish, it's going to be novel-ish. It's not going to be a standard piece, so I'm not really sure how it's.
Well, it has some nice hybrid elements in the format. It sounds like already.
Exactly.
So, well, I wish you all the best listening to your voices and having a continued rich experience here on the battlefield.
Having this is great. It's great to be here.
You've been listening to The Seminary Explores. I'm Katie Giebenhain with Seminary Ridge Review. My guest has been writer Nancy Cook. Nancy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
You have been listening to The Seminary Explores from Historic Seminary Ridge in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, a production of Gettysburg Seminary. We invite you to visit our website at www.ltsg.edu. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Gettysburg Seminary or the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.